Extra E, page 96, exercise 3.
Our world has been changed by technology, but many people didn't recognise the importance of new scientific developments at the time. Here are some terrible predictions which were made about new inventions.
There is no reason anyone would want one in their home.
These words were said by the president of a computer company in the 1970s. At the time, computers were already much smaller than they had been 20 years earlier, when they were as big as rooms.
Heavier than air flying machines are impossible.
A British scientist said this just 8 years before Wilbur and Orville Wright flew for the first time in 1903. The first flight in their aeroplane, the Kitty Hawk, lasted just 12 seconds.
We will never be able to leave the Earth's atmosphere.
The New York Times said this in 1936, when many people agreed that the idea of space travel was science fiction. The dream didn't become real until 1961, when Russian Yuri Gagarin became the first human in space. Now, many people think that we will either send astronauts to Mars or build a base on the moon.
It isn't possible because passengers will be unable to breathe at such high speed.
In the opinion of one British scientist who was asked about rail travel in the early 19th century, the speed was far too dangerous for the human body. Today, trains in Japan are being driven at speeds of 581 kilometres per hour.
People will soon get tired of staring at a box every night.
When a well-known filmmaker first saw television in the 1940s, he had doubts about it. TV was tougher than he expected, however. With today's satellite technology, events like the Olympic Games are watched by billions of people around the world.
The horse is here to stay.
In 1903, an American businessman used these words to advise others not to invest money in a car business, which Henry Ford had just begun. Over 100 years later, there are around 600 million cars in the world. That's about one car for every 11 people. When you look at some of these predictions from the history of science, it brings one question to mind. What about all the things which people today think are impossible?